This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Those mega mergers are making it a tumultuous time in the crop input business. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles, with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Things really are changing for those companies that serve farmers. Those big mergers can't be ignored. The crop protection and seed industry is being reshaped by three mega mergers: DowDuPont, ChemChina and Syngenta, and Bayer Monsanto. And an economist with CoBank, Will Secor, says while each merger has its own unique reasons, the major driving force has been the cost reduction through economies of scale and scope, and the downturn in the agricultural commodity prices that hurt farm financials provided additional incentives for these companies to seek ways to reduce their costs. What kind of cost are we talking about? Well, research and development. Listen to this. CropLife International says the average cost to bring a new crop protection product to market is about $286 million. Now, that was in the time range of 2010 to 2014. $286 million. That was up 55% from what it was back in 2000. It cost $136 million to bring a seed variety to the commercial marketplace. Oh, and then there's the registration. A crop protection product or a seed trait must move through the regulatory process before it can reach an agricultural retailer's warehouse. CropLife International said that registering a crop protection product cost about $33 million. Now, this was, again, back between 2010 and 2014. I doubt that that cost has fallen. $33 million. It was up $11 million from what that cost of registration had been back in the year 2000. So the merging companies are hoping to gain economies of scope as well as economies of scale. The scope would arise from significant complementary activities that these companies have, including the opportunity to manage a farmer's data. I'll be back after this.